And God the Father smiles upon his Son, his one creation and his only joy. And as we look upon the world forgiven, it's he who calls to us and comes to take us home.
Miracles, Concepts to Christ, with Ezra.
Hello and welcome to A Course in Miracles Chanting. My name is Ezra. Thank you for being here. I am so glad to share this time with you, this learning with you. This intention of awakening, this intention of putting vision as a priority, of forgiveness as the key, as having one single purpose, vigilant only for God and His kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah that there are others out there that are prioritizing forgiveness, vision, the holy kingdom of God. And discovering and knowing ourselves as the true self, the holy Christ, the creation of God, unchanged. Hallelujah. Still shining in the light of love, in the light of God. Amen. So this chant is called, Now Let a New Perception Come to Me. It comes from lesson 313 in A Course in Miracles. It is about perception. It is about a new perception, a true perception. It is about Jesus. But for me, I have focused on my partner, on my wife, as a way to bring this into a practical intention. And so we can think of that as we go through this, seeing our partners as the Christ. Amen. So let me go through the words. They are, now let a new perception come to me. That gets repeated. Now let a new perception come to me. Some of these things we're encouraged to repeat as often as possible, that they need to be repeated again and again. We need to remind ourselves again and again. So this one is repeated. Now let a new perception come to me. It is a prayer. Now let a new perception come to me. Going on. The eyes of Christ look on a world forgiven. Now let his true perception come to me. Jesus, enter in. I give you everything. Fill me with your presence. Take over me. Above all else, I want to see. Now let your true perception come to me. So that is something I have come up with based on the theme. And based on my personal experience lately, Jesus, enter in. Last time I talked about having communion at church and feeling like taking in the bread was like having Jesus replace my body. And taking in the wine was like having Jesus replace my inner world. And so this is continuing a little bit of that. I know it's influenced by that. Jesus, enter in. I give you everything. I give you my hands, my feet, my voice, my eyes, everything I would see, my perception. The next line, fill me with your presence. So completely, your entire presence, fill my inner and outer world, everything I do, and my entire inner thoughts and feelings and perception. Take over me. Take over my perception. Above all else, I want to see. And that's a lesson in the workbook. Above all else, I want to see. Now let your true perception come to me. Allowing Jesus to take over my mind, and that will take over perception. A whole new way of seeing. Amen. So just a little on the idea of our partners, that they can be our greatest teacher. And even if, you know, you're not married or have a boyfriend, girlfriend, partner kind of thing, there's probably a significant other that is your forgiveness buddy, sort of someone that is a special relationship, someone that affects you more than others. And so is your guru. I think they say upa guru is the one that challenges you the most. that is your teacher. I recently saw a YouTube with a gentleman, John, I forget what his name was and what the channel was, but it was a teacher, John, someone else whom I don't know, and Rupert Spira and Adya Shanti. So the three spiritual teachers were being interviewed by this other person, John. And so Adya Shanti and Rupert Spira had not met before this, and it was a Zoom call, so they were meeting for the first time, and there were a series of questions, and it went on for about 2 hours, a little bit more, of them sharing their perspectives, their answers on many different questions. And it was very interesting, Adya Shanti saying how his number one teacher was his partner, his wife, who challenges him more than anyone. And with her, with a relationship with her, he still notices, and I kind of wrote it down somewhere, that subtleties of the ego are still dissolving, that he notices with her. So absolutely, if you think someone's enlightened, ask their partner, and they will tell you candidly what that person is like in the privacy of their home. And Rupert Spira said the same thing. They were asked at the end, what are their three most helpful teachers right now? And so Rupert Spira also mentioned his wife was one. So I would say absolutely my wife is one of my greatest teachers. And I will share what just happened this morning, that we had a challenge between us, and it got a little bit emotional, and then we parted, and I came to do this, to record this, and I took a moment to myself, and it passed, and then it completely passed. And as I have been reviewing these lyrics to the chant, the new perception being, I would say, somewhat lost in that moment of being challenged by her and getting involved with defending. However, how quickly it passed and how there's no residue of defense, of being harmed, being affected by it. And when I think of her, I think of just this very open presence that is not a special relationship, nothing tied to it, nothing invested, nothing lost, similar as before. So forgiveness just being very, very natural, and a challenge coming and going and not being grabbed onto. So that's a wonderful regular state to be in, of this new perception where all is the same. There's nothing jumping out as being especially difficult or especially wanted or especially avoided, but it's just simply there. It's just simply unfolding. And there's a peace. There's a freedom. Absolutely. There is a simple happiness, a simple joy in all the interactions, especially when I am engaging with other people. There is a joy in that, in the simple engagement with another. It's beautiful. And then when this challenge has come up, which I would not be able to name the last time it's come up with someone other than my partner, this kind of challenge and this kind of emotional defense that came up, which was brief, but definitely is significant. And something to review afterwards. And that has been the miracle for me this time. That has stood out just now, this morning, of feeling like, wow, how quickly and easily that passed. How there's nothing I'm holding on to with it. How it hasn't changed anything. Which means to me that more has been let go. More has been seen, simply observed as it's come up. And I would say that is the process of awakening, of forgiveness, peeling the onion of the ego back where it appears as though it's just another layer of onion again and again and again. It's the same thing. But no, we're actually getting closer to the core, and eventually we're at the core. And so this is another one of something happening and observing it, seeing it, even if it's not in the moment, right there, stopping and saying, whoa. I mean, I backed off again and again. A couple of times I just backed into quietness and speaking very gently, and then it would kind of rile up again. And that's still in the looking right after. So forgiveness, I know Gary Renard talked a lot about this, that forgiveness can be done in the moment or any time after that. You know, whenever it comes up into awareness is an opportunity to forgive it. So it's okay if it's just after, that we can look at it and look at it with Jesus above the battleground, and we can see it as having no effect on our true nature, as not coming from their true nature. They are the Christ eternal. We are the Christ eternal. Nothing has changed. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'll go on with this chant. Now let a new perception come to me. So this is something I'll just say in general for anyone that is going through this workbook and this lesson. Now let a new perception come to me. It's not known until it's known. And so we can't say, this is the perception I want. We just say, let your perception, Holy Spirit, replace my perception. Show me what that is. Show me what vision is. I don't know. I don't know how to see. I don't know how to look. I'll just join with you, and I'll see everything with you. Jesus, I'll look at everything with you. And then you open this new perception to me. Show it to me. I don't know what it looks like. The eyes of Christ look on a world forgiven. Now let his true perception come to me. Amen. So when we look with the Holy Spirit, when we look with Jesus, then we are coming to the eyes of Christ. We are coming to experience the gift of vision, a world forgiven. And I'm going to relate, as I like to sometimes, to near-death experiences, and how if you see many testimonies of near-death experiences, one thing that is very in common with them is this perception that they have when they enter into the other side, of colors that they cannot describe, of the vividness of everything being so beautiful. Of course, the feeling being so loving, even the smell being so beautiful. The colors are so vivid, shining in light. This is the description of the real world, isn't it? In A Course in Miracles, everything shining in the light of God, shining in the light of love, glimmering with beauty. This is what everyone describes in their near-death experience coming into the other side. So this is holy perception. This is a heavenly perception. And I can think of it as the real world is bringing heaven to earth, bringing this heavenly perception to earth. So experiencing that now, experiencing that here on earth, and not needing to die in order to experience that, not needing to go through a near-death experience, which is usually some kind of horrible death that they come back from, that that is not necessary for us to experience that glorious perception. So now, Father, Holy Spirit, Jesus, Christ, let this new perception come to me. Let me see the world with your eyes and replace my perception. Going on, Jesus, enter in. I give you everything. Again, fill me with your presence. Take over me, including my perception. Above all else, I want to see. Now let your true perception come to me. So a little bit, that's from lesson 27. Above all else, I want to see. Today's idea expresses something stronger than mere determination. It gives vision priority among your desires. Not only priority, like a high priority, but above all else, I want to see. So I could read that as, above all the other wants that I have, I want to see. It kind of feels like this is what I want on earth. So I want God more than anything, but in my earthly experience, if there's anything I'm asking for here, I want vision. I want to see with spiritual sight. I want to see with the eyes of Christ. I want Jesus to show me a new perception. And referring again to near-death experiences, everyone comes back with this glorious confidence, such confirmed hope. It's not even hope. It's just a waiting. And that's sort of beautiful. In Spanish, esperanza is hope, and esperar is to wait. So estoy esperando, I am waiting, or estoy esperando, I am hoping. To hope and to wait are the same words. So it's like they are hoping on heaven, knowing they're going back there, or they're waiting on heaven, knowing they're going back there. After a near-death experience, people are, they're just waiting to get back there. Meanwhile, they know they have something to do here that they gladly accept. They realize they've chosen to come back here in order to do this, or they have seen and accepted it. Usually they don't want to come back. They always don't want to come back, but they see clearly that they need to. And so can we live in that state now? Can we live in that state now of that complete, confirmed hope, and therefore we're just waiting to be there in heaven with God, and knowing that we don't have to wait until the body dies to have that perception, to have that relationship with Jesus, to have that knowing of God's love, and to live in that while we're here, and therefore we're shining that for all to see, we're sharing that, we are teaching that. That glorious state is within us now. The kingdom of heaven is within. We do not have to wait. Let's bring it into earth. And then this is what it talks about with vision and with holy instance, with revelation, that we have this experience that's otherworldly, potentially in a meditation, potentially just gifted us at any moment. By bringing vision as above all else, we want that, by bringing vision as our priority, and by being vigilant only for God and His kingdom, by bringing our purpose into singularity, then we do have an experience with God, with heaven, with that light. And we come back to earth and share that. That's what we're teaching. That's what we're sharing. And everything has changed with that in us that we are sharing with the world. And then every interaction is a holy relationship, a holy interaction. It's not anymore about what we're doing or what we're talking about, but it becomes what we are sharing in that relationship, in that interaction of the light of heaven coming through us. How beautiful. Amen. I'll go on with lesson 313 is where this chant comes from. Now let a new perception come to me. Father, there is a vision which beholds all things as sinless, so that fear has gone, and where it was is love invited in. That to me feels like a sameness, where we're seeing all things as sinless, and so we're looking on nothing with judgment. We're looking on nothing as guilty. We're seeing everything as sinless. We could say pastless. Everything is here, present now. There is no past to it. Sin is in the past. There is nothing to judge, nothing that is off or misplaced. There is no loss. So we see everything. And when we see it without all that other stuff, there's only love. We see here in the present light of love. It also is joining. We see everything and we join with it in the present moment. And that's a holy relationship with absolutely everything. Amen. And love will come wherever it is asked. This vision is your gift. That's the gift that we get. As we forgive everything else and we come to see everything as sinless, then we're joining with everything we are seeing. And we could say we're seeing with Jesus, we're joining with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus, as we join with what we are perceiving, and vision comes as a gift. The eyes of Christ look on a world forgiven. In His sight are all its sins forgiven, for He sees no sin in anything He looks upon. Now let His true perception come to me, that I may waken from the dream of sin and look within upon my sinlessness. which you have kept completely undefiled upon the altar to your Holy Son, the Self, with which I would identify. This is who I truly am, completely undefiled, and I may look on that, on my sinlessness. So this is a reminder that everything I'm seeing is a reflection of my mind. And so when I see everything out there as sinless, I know myself is sinless. And we don't have to say, first I see it out there, and then I know it in here. Because also when I know it in here, I will see it out there. Just tackle both at the same time. Address them both. I want to see everything out there as sinless. Through the eyes of Christ, all sins forgiven. In his sight are all its sins forgiven. He sees no sin in anything he looks upon. So there is no guilt in anything out there. There's no blame in anything out there. There's no judgment in anything out there. And I know myself as the same thing. No sin in here. No guilt in here. No judgment of anything in here. Everything in here is the perfect self. Everything out there is the perfect self. One holy perception. And it's so present. It's so here. There's no future to it. There's no past to it. Amen. Also in lesson 313, let us today behold each other in the sight of Christ. So seeing everything out there is sinless, seeing everything out there with no judgment, with no past, we can see the world in that way. But definitely the focus is always on people. It's our brothers that we need to see sinless. Focusing on all the relationships we have and all of the perceptions that we have of others. At all, anyone, at any time, in any place, to see all others as sinless. Let us today behold each other in the sight of Christ. How beautiful we are. This is this perception, this holy perception, a heavenly perception. Definitely in near-death experiences, they see everyone in this heavenly realm with perfect love. It's with no separation, with perfect oneness, absolutely in love with absolutely everything and everyone. How beautiful we are, how holy and how loving. Brother, come and join with me today. We save the world when we have joined, for in our vision, it becomes as holy as the light in us. The light in us, the same as the holiness of the world. The physical world is just a projection from our inner state. So it just follows along. It's like the body. There's nothing we need to do with it. It follows along. So our focus is our mind, our within, and others within. That's how we will know the sinlessness of ourself. And when we know the sinlessness of ourself, we will see it in others. And the physical world will just follow along, as the body will just follow along. So our focus is our brothers and ourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. Perfect love, the love of the Father, the new perception of Jesus, the holy perception of Christ, seeing all things with no guilt, no blame, no judgment, no past, no sin. We are as God created us. I can accept that for myself. We are as God created us. Everyone. Hallelujah. Bless you in this chant. May it bring you to a new perception. May you remind yourself again and again and again, repeatedly, that you want a new perception. Get very loose with your eyes, with your mind, with reminding yourself, I want to see differently. I want the light to come. I want vision. I want my spiritual eyes to open. I want to see in the spiritual realm of the perfection of all things. In Jesus' name. Until next time, in love.